Thursday is the deadline for cities to submit their applications to become Amazon's second North American headquarters, which is expected to mean 50,000 jobs and a $5 billion investment for the winning city. Pittsburgh has been included in the top five contenders in some lists, including Moody's Investors. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.
You and Mayor Peduto had a private conference call last week with an Amazon executive, I believe, who will be examining all the proposals. So what did you learn?
Not to get into private conversations, we've had a lot of conversations over the last month or so since this came out with a lot of folks who are familiar with Amazon, many of which don't work there or are familiar with what goes on in Seattle. So we've gotten a lot of good ideas about the culture of what they'd like to see, one of which we know is they're very interested in diversity. They're very interested in tech talent they can attract and to be able to grow in a city and in a region, not just for the short term, but over a couple of decades. This is an important decision that not only is going to impact the city that they go to, but it's going to impact this company for the next couple of decades.
When Amazon first announced that they were putting out the application process for a second headquarters, they did list a series of criteria. Can you say from your conversation whether the executive from Amazon, whether they're weighting any categories, any criteria especially?
Well, again, I'm not going to get into any conversations. They might not even be 100% sure. There's a whole committee, I think, that's going to be working on this from Amazon. I'm sure they're going to get a lot of different inputs as to what's most important for them.
I spoke to Mayor Peduto last week, and he said if it comes down to tax breaks, tax incentives, Pittsburgh's not going to win. Do you agree with that?
I think if that's the only criteria, that might be the case. But I don't think that it will. I think that'll be a factor, but I don't think it will be the only factor.
Pennsylvania has a state income tax. Washington State does not. When Washington State tried to put forth a state income tax, Amazon lobbied against it. So are you concerned about something that you can't do anything about?
Every state has a different tax system. The state of Washington has a very high sales tax, and they don't have the exemptions even that we have here. You look at all the different taxes that are in place and what's the cost of doing business, and I think Western Pennsylvania and Allegheny County and the city of Pittsburgh is going to be very competitive.
The city and the county are dealing with a shortage of affordable housing. How do you make sure that the influx of higher paid employees doesn't exacerbate the affordable housing shortage already here?
Well, again, one of the things that you have to plan for is a change like this. This would be a major change. I think we're primed to be able to do that.
A reporter from our sister public radio station in Seattle spoke with City Councilwoman Lisa Herbold there, and she said if you are applying for the second headquarters, you should start building affordable housing yesterday.
Well, we'll certainly look into, if we are successful, a planning process, and I'm sure we'll be looking to Seattle, which has gone through this process.
Earlier, you mentioned Amazon and diversity. How do we diversify the workforce that high tech that might be attractive to Amazon? Because right now, those tech jobs tend to be more white individuals.
Amazon is struggling with that, like every other company is. It's a challenge right now to diversify the workforce. I think in Seattle, my sense is that they've become a much more diverse city over the last 10 years than they were before then. And Pittsburgh is as well. I mean, we can see the level of diversity that's starting to occur around the Hispanic American population, the Asian American population, et cetera, that was at a very low level and is starting to rise at a pretty good rate. I think as a society, if we're going to compete, we've got to become a diverse community. And I think Amazon wants to be able to move to a region that embraces diversity.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Kevin, always good to be with you. Thank you.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin. Fitzgerald says Pittsburgh's application should be submitted this morning.